Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And Botany Bay Eco Tours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history. Offering Gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up Gullah. Online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. China berries have already been flowering. The Pride of India is another name for this tree. It's in the mahogany family. It usually flowers April to May. You see the flowers on, or at least I've seen them for the past little while. Southwestern Asia is where they are native, but André Michaud, the French botanist, when he came to America, introduced that tree to America. The green and white or yellowish fruit is poisonous, so you, of course, don't want to be eating that. Sometimes birds eat it and don't fly terribly well after they've done that. Chinaberry planted around home sites because the leaves gives you good shade and widespread.